Welcome to Whispering Loudly, the award-winning workshop whisperer podcast, as featured by Apple, with Rachel Evans, the number one automotive business coach in the aftermarket. Thanks to Diamond sponsor Ventavid and Titanium sponsor Mechanic Desk. Want to find out how the Workshop Whisperer team can put your auto repair shop on the path to business success? Head to www.workshopwhisperer.com/whisperingloudly to claim your free workshop success session with the team.
Whispering Loudly is the Workshop Whisperer podcast. Hello, I'm Producer Mel and I'm here with Rachel Evans today. And we've just been admitted to iHeartRadio app, Rach. They've let us in.
Have they?
Yes.
That is awesome.
Yeah, we're everywhere now. You can listen on Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts. What's your platform of choice, Rach?
I'm an Apple girl for podcasts.
Yeah. Do you have all Apple gear as well?
Yes.
Computer, everything.
Yep. iPad, phone.
Yeah. She gets up in the morning, has a coffee and an apple. That's how she rolls. Coming up today is a JFDI. So hold on tight. It's just around the corner.
JFDI with the Workshop Whisperer, Rachel Evans, a coaching masterclass for the brave.
Welcome to this episode, JFDI, where we tell you to do it. With a little cuss word in there that we bleep out because, you know, we've got class. Actually, you have got a lot of class. You're dressed so classily today. Look at you. Thanks, Mel. Yeah. Typical CEO. Tell us all about how to get there. You got here by doing JFDI, didn't you?
JFDI, 100%. Yeah. And it's been, you know, the moniker of our engine room for at least the last 5 years, you know, JFDI.
Yeah.
Because a lot of clients will come into us being champion procrastinators and they need some constant little trigger just to snap them out of their procrastinating ways.
Yes.
And it's saying to them, JFDI, just do it.
So what do you do if you've got a client and you're telling them all these things and they're not putting them into action?
Well, we have a discussion with them about the reason why they became a client. We take them back to that moment and the things that they said to me on the first call that we have together around what it is that they're looking for and why they think that they should get that help from us at the Workshop Whisperer. So we go back there, we revisit it if we have to, and then we draw some new lines in the sand and we get them to think about, you know, the future, 18 months' time, where do they want to be? So let's get stuck in and close the gaps on where they are now and where they want to be and let's get going.
If we want to join into your engine room, we know you've got your free Facebook group. What about joining in the more structured one-on-one programs?
Yep. Yeah. So with the engine room, that is by application. So you can just go to the website, workshopwhisperer.com.
Does anyone get denied?
Yes. There are people we say no to because we've worked out a certain type of client at a certain point in business that we know we are able to help the most and get quick wins and then implement things that are for sustainable long-term change. So occasionally we'll get a business come along that doesn't meet that criteria. They may have just started and that is not the right type of person for our engine room program, but it is the right type of person for another one of our programs, Auto Superstars Academy.
Yeah.
So if they go to the website, workshopwhisperer.com/survey, you can just answer a few questions for us and book a time to chat with our membership team. And together you can work out if we are the best to help you with what it is you're trying to achieve.
Awesome. Tell us about today's episode. What are we going to do? What are we going to get off our butt and do?
We are going to have a very honest conversation about upselling.
Okay.
And how it's not a dirty word and how your own thoughts around it could actually be tarnishing what your team thinks about it and therefore inhibiting your financial growth.
Limiting beliefs, right?
Limiting beliefs. Yeah, a bit of woo-woo.
Yeah.
Yeah, bit of woo-woo. So I sometimes see, and I've just seen it this week, which is why it's very fresh in my mind, that our owner can have a money story and it can be a negative one. So the owner may be afraid of asking the question, even though they know that the work they've identified is a safety concern and it's a recommendation of theirs that the customer takes the work, they might have a preconceived idea in their mind of what a customer can afford, and therefore they decide not to put the recommendation forward. And what we should be doing here, no matter what preconceived ideas we have about a customer, is always putting forward our best recommendations, because really what our customers are after is to be safe on the road. And if you're not putting everything forward that you think needs to be done from a safety perspective, and then something happens to that vehicle, not only will you have the guilt of that, but you could also find yourself in serious legal hot water.
Yeah, wow.
You know, if there's a serious accident as a result of what you didn't pass on, didn't have a conversation about. So you need to consider if you are pre-qualifying people for upsell work. It can be happening without you even realizing what you're doing. The words just either don't come out of your mouth because you've had a conversation in your head, or you may not just convey to the customer accurately what really needs doing right now.
Take a smoko and review us on your Apple Podcast app or wherever you listen.
What are some common scenarios of misconceptions that you think mechanic shops make in terms of customers?
So simply by the car that they drive,
yep,
maybe.
Okay, for sure.
The state of the car,
yep,
when it comes in. Maybe trouble, yep, with payment previously,
okay, yep,
the way that the customer is dressed, all those kinds of things. And you know what? Maybe 85% of the time you're right in your assumptions, but it's still not for you to decide. Your job is to put the recommendation to the customer and educate them on why such and such needs doing. It's the customer's responsibility then. The onus is on them to say yes or no. And you've got to remember that when a customer says no and it's financial, 9 times out of 10, what they're actually saying is they don't understand. So this is a two-part thing. You know, JFDI and just put your recommendation forward, let the customer decide, but also be prepared to take a little extra time educating your customer
on why
these things need doing now. And you'll find that your team will also pick up on this. So if you've got junior team members or team members that have come from other workshops and they haven't been trained properly in upselling, then you're going to find that you're not selling as much as you can every hour. So your gross profit dollars per hour are lower than they could be. Your average sale is lower than it could be. All of these things at the end of the year mean that you're not banking a 5 or 6 figure sum.
Yeah.
You're missing out. You're leaving money on the table. And if you don't have a conversation with a customer because you've decided that they can't afford it, and something does go a little bit wrong, and that can put a negative thought in their mind that you're not doing your job.
Yeah.
So they just go to another mechanic.
Yeah.
And they would have been willing to pay for the work in the first place.
Mm.
So you're kind of shooting yourself in the foot, and you need to stop doing it. You need to put your big boy or big girl pants on and have the conversations with the customers. That's what you're there for.
Join our free Facebook group, Your Profitable Auto Repair Shop, and join in on the conversation with auto repair shop owners just like you globally.
And when you say people don't understand things immediately, So if someone says no and you can see sort of that doubt in their eyes of like, what the hell is this person talking about? Would you go on to just more in layman's terms, talk about, hey, you need to get this done because if you don't, this could be the consequence, stuff like
100%.
That?
100%. Yeah. We should never, you know, this is part of the service advisor's role, especially,
yeah,
is overcoming objections. And if the objection is actually based on a lack of understanding,
yeah,
it's their job to come back and educate.
Which could be 100% understandable considering it's a car and we don't know everything.
That's
about
right.
That car,
and particularly
right?
for females in the first instance, but also a lot of guys, just because they're male doesn't mean they know about their car.
True.
And they're less likely to actually say, I don't understand,
yes,
because it's a macho thing.
Yeah.
And there's great software to help you with explanations, you know, yep, vehicle visuals from essential service programs from Richard Phillips, who we've had on the podcast a,
yep,
couple of times. You know, that's software that can be a visual demonstration of what you need the customer to know. So, you know, if you've got somebody out the front who isn't as experienced, get them that software. It's like a cup of coffee a week is the cost.
Yes.
And you'll probably get your money back the first week that you have it.
Yeah, that's really exciting. Thank you so much for your help today, Rachel. And if people want to get in touch, it's admin@workshopwhisperer.com.
Thanks for listening to Whispering Loudly, the award-winning Workshop Whisperer podcast, as featured by Apple with Rachel Evans, the number one automotive business coach in the aftermarket.